As we mentioned in our Everything Fast Pitch podcast, Coach Torrey is in the hospital with some health issues. We are going into the archives and reposting the most popular episodes from the past. Hopefully Torrey will be back in the studio soon and catch you up to date. Enjoy this episode from a couple of years ago.
We spent an awful lot of time working on hitting.
Right.
Spent an awful lot of time trying to help kids become better hitters. What I wanted us to talk about today was the idea of helping players understand the concept of really driving through the ball when they hit it. And I think that it seems logical, but this is one of those common sense does not equal common practice kinds of topics, because I see an awful lot of kids, especially young kids, that it's like they think of making contact with the ball as the finish line.
That's over.
Yeah.
Right.
And once they make contact, that's all that they needed to do. And obviously, we know we're asking for a little bit more than that.
No, it's kind of interesting because it makes sense to us. And as the old guys, we've kind of been there, done that. You know, hitting through anything makes sense to us, but they haven't experienced it. They don't know what it feels like, maybe the firmness, you know, the ability to push through that contact point. Until they really do get it, you know, then they're really not getting everything from their swing that they could.
Right.
And yeah, I was going to say, and after you have done it, then it completely makes sense and it's right. Good.
Well, I think one of the things that I've done a lot of, which in a lot of ways led to the Square Cuts training disc, we'll talk about that here in a second. But one of the things that I've always been trying to do is to come up with other ways to help players feel what it feels like to really drive through the ball. The reality of it is a softball is heavy, but not so heavy that players really recognize necessarily the feeling of the power in their bat really going through the ball. You know, there's a lot of different tools on the market, you know, heavy balls. You know, I've always been a fan of the Mule balls. Mule used to sell almost like a punching bag, like a heavy bag that you could hit through. You know, us old school guys used to use a tire on a rope, you know, like a rope swing, you know, tire swing.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen people take a tire and cut
a tire.
Yeah, cut a gap in it so that you could drive through the gap and feel the resistance. So there's a lot of different things that you can do. But I think the first thing to help players be better at driving through the ball is give them the experience of hitting some different types of things that give them different kinds of feel, different kinds of feedback.
Yeah.
So they start to understand that, you know, there's a difference. The one thing I will tell you, because this was really popular for a while, was like old volleyballs and old basketballs.
Right.
But with the younger players especially, make sure you let a little bit of air out.
Yeah, for sure.
I saw at a camp, it was not one of my camps, but a camp that I was working at for another coach, they were using inflated basketballs, and a little 9 or 10-year-old girl hit it as hard as it could, and her bat spun right back around and hit her square in the forehead.
Smacked her in the head, yeah.
So if you know a little bit of air out of the basketballs or volleyballs, so they don't have quite so much bounce back in them. But so anyhow, but the different ideas for different tools, I think, is a great place to start.
So I know we've used those clincher balls too, like the old Chicago style balls, and they just are a little bit more weighted. They're also too not going to beat up some of these expensive bats that everybody.
And they have
buys,
some give you know, to them,
a little bit of give, but more resistance, I think, is the whole idea. And they're not going to go anywhere unless you get after it and you hit through them.
Right.
And I know that all those other. You know, ideas are great as long as I think you can continue and finish through with your swing.
Right.
If it doesn't stop you.
Yeah. And your clincher balls, you know, my mule balls, both of those have enough give in them that almost you start to notice when players start to get this idea of driving through the ball, they can almost feel like their bat, like almost like digging in a little bit. It's like, you know, it's like it drives into the ball a little bit before the ball rebounds off of the bat.
Absolutely.
Versus a softball that's so hard it bounces off so quickly that they never get that same kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think those kinds of tools are a really good idea. You know, I mentioned the Square Cuts training discs. One of the things that, you know, we wanted to do with the disc was to give a different surface that a player could feel and see. Because one of the things that I think is part of this problem is that players really do think they're driving through the ball, but they're really kind of hitting around the ball.
Right.
And when we're going around the ball, so, you know, this idea of squaring the ball up, let's just talk about that really quickly. The idea of squaring the ball up basically means that the face of the bat is perpendicular to the path of the ball when we make contact. So if the bat's going in or the ball's going in a straight line from point A to point B, then when the bat makes contact with it, it's 90 degrees to that path. then we know for sure that the bat is square
at a 90-degree angle.
At a 90-degree angle to the flight of the ball. Well, for so many of our hitters, even when the ball's on the tee, they never really get to that 90-degree angle. You know, they're 60 degrees, they're 75 degrees, they're 40 degrees, they're 45 degrees. They're all different kinds of places.
But yet when you hit a ball,
the ball jumps off your bat, especially now because the bats are so high tech and everything else.
It feels pretty good.
Right. And it feels like, wow, I hit that ball really good.
Right. Now,
I have one girl that I've been working with now that is really powerful, but she's struggling with this concept. And so she will hit a lot of inside pitches that she could be hitting like into the trees and like over the scoreboard because her angle is not correct. She's getting like three hop base hits up the middle on balls that she should be banging in the gap for a double. And you know, we keep working on it to try to help her understand it. We've been hitting the discs a lot because it's the one tool we have that can show her, you know, this is the contact point. This is where you need to hit it to get 100% of your power to go into the ball. But that's just, you know, kind of building on the idea of something different that you can use that's going to help players really see what we mean when we say driving through the ball. You know, when we hit the square cuts training discs, we can tell whether we get backspin or topspin. Well, that's the same thing. The closer we are to the center line, the tighter the spin. The tighter the spin, more we're getting, you know, the energy really going through the ball instead of kind of around the ball. Or I always talk about sliding off the ball. And when I think about kids that are really out and around the ball and hitting, you know, the 75 degrees instead of 90, that a lot of that power is just kind of wasted. It's just kind of sliding off the ball instead of driving through it. And so I think that's all part of the whole problem of this feeling of driving through the ball.
No, I think that's a really good way to explain it and to share with the athletes what we're looking for. And I guess and as you're saying that, I'm thinking in my mind, there might be some listeners out there, Tori, that don't even know what the disc exactly looks like, but there is about a 1-inch high disc that has a flat side to it compared to a ball that has no flat sides to it.
Right.
So that flat side is what creates the feel or the concept of squaring it up and hitting center and creating you know, a good contact point for whatever location pitch you're hitting. You know, to describe that, where that flat section of our disc needs to match up with the flat, you know, the
right.
length of the bat.
The edge, yeah. The flat of the barrel should be matching up square to the edge of the disc,
which is flat, not round like a ball.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it was, you know, if you took the disc and rolled it on the floor, it would roll straight, you know,
like a tire,
like a tire or anything like that. But that same idea, right? So that now we have a way to see what that 90 degree connection really is supposed to look like.
If we're flush.
Right. And then once players start to see that, then they start to connect the dots when they're hitting a softball or a mule ball or a clincher ball or whatever it is. That if I really want to drive through the ball, I have to, one, understand the concept of what I'm supposed to be trying to do. Two, I have to understand what it feels like to, you know, have that bat like digging into the ball while I'm hitting it. And the third thing is I have to understand the mentality of it is that I have to really be thinking about finishing that swing all the way through to extension, all the way through to the absolute, you know, back part of the swing with the same intensity and velocity as I would to try to just make contact with the ball.
No, and I was going to say too, Tori, that a lot of times when hitters just hit to the ball, especially the younger ones, you'll actually see that little bit of a rebound or almost like they're letting loose with their hands or they're not completing the swing. I mean, you know, hitting through it like we're talking about today. But and that feedback too should never be part of a swing,
right?
Where we're feeling like the ball is knocking our bat loose.
The reality of it is the ball should not win the battle.
We got to win that collision, right? We got to win the collision.
If we put it into real world analogies, your body with the bat in your hands is the semi truck, and the ball is the Volkswagen.
We
should be crushing that if we run into each other.
Right.
Right. And so the, you know, the whole impact idea, but some of it is the techniques that we've talked about already, but so much of it is helping players kind of develop that attitude of not just trying to just make contact, but really trying to hit the ball hard, really trying to drive the ball, really trying to get all that power that they can create to go into the ball. I have talked about my affinity for Karate Kid and Mr. Miyagi and all that stuff on the Everything Fast Pitch podcast a dozen times. I think that when you watch the Karate Kid, the original Karate Kid with Daniel LaRusso and Mr. Miyagi, not the knockoff with Will Smith's kid, there's a scene in there where Mr. Miyagi's trying to teach Daniel how to throw a punch. And the line goes something like, the power of your whole body needs to focus into 1 inch. Well, for us as a hitter, the power of my whole body needs to focus into that 1 inch of the bat instead of the 1 inch of my fist. When I can start to get kids to understand that you know, we're not just, you know, poking at it, we're just not punching at it, we are trying to crush it, we're trying to get the power of our whole body into that one, you know, tiny spot where the bat meets the ball. Once that starts to happen and they start to understand that, oh, wait a second, that's a lot more fun. Look how much further the ball goes. I'm working with a very young player right now who is on her third lesson with me. I don't think she's, you know, I mean, maybe swung a bat, you know, maybe 20 swings in her entire life before she started.
That makes it fun. I like that.
Yeah. It was a lot. And it's a ton of fun because every time it's like this, you know, gigantic light bulbs keep going off in her head. But the first time she actually hit a ball hard enough that it made it all the way to the back of the cage on the fly, you would have thought she won the lottery.
That's awesome.
But that's that point where you can say, okay, but that's because now you're starting to really drive all the way through the ball. You're not just trying to just touch it. And then that just opens so many more doors for the other things that we're thinking about. You know, we keep talking about with older players, a lot of the stuff we've talked about square to the ball and, you know, all the power into 1 inch and all that stuff. You know, it makes a lot of sense for some older players because they can, you know, they can understand it. But for this, you know, little kid who's just learning how, the feeling of, you mean the ball, I can overpower the ball. I can hit the ball all the way to the back of the cage. It's just an eye-opening experience.
No, I know your Karate Kid analogy too. I like that. And breaking boards, or if somebody was trying to break a brick or something like that, you wouldn't just hit it lightly, and eventually you'd end up hurting your hand or hurting your elbow or fist. But when you do it proper, when you hit through it, you almost don't even feel it. It's so strong that you don't even feel it. And we'll have kids come and, you know, say, "Hey, I hit a home run on the weekend." I say, "How did that feel?" And she'll say, "I didn't even feel like I touched it. Like the ball didn't even touch my bat, but it was so perfect and so strong that it just felt that good." And, you know, also too, we talk about splitting wood and things like that. And it's like, well, we really probably can't get our kids to take an axe and go and split wood. But I'm like, well, maybe we could put shin guards on and, you know, have some steel toes. Do you think mom will approve this exercise?
Swinging an axe.
So, but when you try and split a log and your axe keeps getting stuck, it's a hassle to try and wedge that axe back out of that block of wood. But when you hit through it and both pieces go flying, it's like, wow, that was easy. I didn't even feel it.
Yeah. Well, the analogy I use all the time, and I tell this to kids, is, you know, I always look at them and say, so have you ever been in a fight? And, you know, 99% of them is always like, oh, no. And I said, well, I don't want you to get into a fight, but let me ask you this question. If you got into a fight, do you want to win it or do you want to lose it? And they look at you for a second like,
well, obviously.
I want to win it because I don't want to get my butt kicked. Say, okay, so I'm going to show you two punches. You tell me which one looks like it might win the fight. And one is that, you know, kind of no hip, no drive, no nothing, just kind of like, you know, poking at it, you know, kind of like, you know, not even a real punch.
Little tap.
And the other one is the whole, you know, drive the hip, the whole thing. And they look at it like, well, number two, of course. I said, well, so which hitter are you right now? Oh, okay. I'm probably number one, aren't I? I said, okay, so.
You win and you lose.
So right now, let's picture this. You're in a fight with the pitcher, right? She's trying to embarrass you. She's trying to make you look bad. She's trying to strike you out. She's trying to show everybody that she's better than you.
You got three shots to prove
different. So you got three punches every at bat to prove something, you know.
Prove different. Yeah.
So which one do you want to be? And you know, all these different, you know, analogies, you know, eventually something clicks with some of these kids and they start to see the value in it. So the whole idea now, coaches, is we've got to send this message. Hitting the ball hard is a lot more fun than just hitting it. Hitting it a long way is a lot more fun than just hitting it. Having the bat get knocked out of your hands on a cold day because it's miserable outside and we're not driving the ball very well is really no fun at all. So let's kind of keep all those messages in mind when we're trying to help our kids understand this idea. Driving through the ball is what we're after. And the more we can kind of connect some of these dots for them, the more often it's going to happen. So
good stuff.
Please make sure you check out our sponsors, Anderson Bat Company and patreon.com/everythingfastpitch. Go to the fastpitchprep.com website to order your Square Cuts training discs. They're $49.95 a dozen and will help you address this problem if you have players that you're working with that are struggling with it. I promise. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or ideas, reach out to us at everythingfastpitch@gmail.com and fastpitchprep@gmail.com. So for Coach Don McKinley, our producer Stan Lewis, this is Coach Torrey saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.